program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Coming, oh no. Better get ready. In 1987, in December, California's gonna shake. Oh no, I think the land is just rebelling from all this junk we've been putting down in our earth. When I look around, I see South America just shaking and grumbling. Helen's gonna really spew her top. She's gonna blow it big. She's gonna roll in thunder. Mud is going to fly, and rocks are going to fly right out. And when I look about, I see that Alaska's going to become a warmer state by 1988. We better really hold our breath. We better just pray real hard that our land will change and that the earthquake won't be so bad. As I see them in my
Cannon, the singing psychic. And I'm so sorry about that scheduling mix-up.
So Flues, is that the act you cut from last week's show?
Yeah.
What's your nickname in Shanghai? Timing?
Might as well be. But hey, I'm glad you're here because,
What?
We've got a little project we need to see to.
Some other lame get-bitch-quick scheme, I assume.
Oh, no, it's worse than that. We gotta get the funhouse back on track, evil Susie.
Huh? What do you mean, me?
So tonight you and I are cleaning up record room one.
No. This is your trip, Toots. It's not like we're attached at the hip or anything.
Oh, no.
We are.
Yeah, who's the evil one now?
Bitch, double bitch.
Do you remember the delicate strains of this familiar melody? This is Nigi, Joy of Man's Desiring, by the great 18th century composer Johann Robertus Dobbs, from his symphony in Slack, Opus 23. To the uninitiated, this infernal caterwauling might seem a mere slapped-together remix of Bach Behind Bars and the theme from Psycho. But to properly trained ears, this lyrical masterwork stands as a timeless monument to the great classical era of symphonic music. Hello, seekers. I'm the Reverend Susie the Floozy, spokesbimbo for the Classical Record Appreciation Program. What is crap? CRAP is a group of concerned citizens who feel that we are losing our grip on the musical grandeur of the past. Face it, in a world of overworked rock and roll cliches and nauseatingly homogenous MTV-generated alternatrends, aren't you really looking for something that cuts a little deeper? Something that plows through all the techno fluff to the very roots of Western culture's true musical heritage? Well, you can't cut much deeper than classical music without needing a styptic pencil and a tourniquet. So tonight, Bob Slacktime Funhouse, hand in hand with CRAP, is going to do whatever it can to raise your sorry musical standards out of the gutter. Oh, you might think the composers of the past were nothing but a bunch of syphilitic old poots who spent their spare time getting bled with leeches and doing the gavotte. Well, yeah, sure they were, but then again, how else do you explain Leopold Stokowski boffing Marilyn Monroe? And what about guys with names like Sergei Rachmaninoff? Rimsky? Korsakov. I mean, some of these guys really swung. Oh, and they did it with all three fists clenched, too. And if it destroyed the social order in the process, well, tough cookies. I mean, when Stravinsky debuted The Rite of Spring in Paris, there was rioting in the streets over it. Not even Iggy Pop at his height could equal that. Oh, but no. You still think this is just music for little old ladies and highly strung neurotics. Well, guess again, bucko. Like this foul version of Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet that you're hearing. In the wrong hands, classical music can strip the paint off the walls. And tonight it just might do that. And it's for your own good, too. Yeah, the pop pablum of our contemporary culture has taken a toll on your appreciation center, seekers. But with the help of WREK Atlanta and the power of Bob, tonight I'm going to get some culture into you little bastards if I have to use a Petri dish and a funnel to do it! So come with me, seekers. Float on gossamer wings down the concert halls of musical greatness, where we will rub elbows with the timeless masters of classical music. Timeless is right. Why, some of these men are still producing great works from beyond the grave. Why, even Arthur Fiedler is still decomposing.
He's a conductor.
So with that in mind, let's start out with a touch of Johann Sebastian Bach by Roger Williams from the Rollerball soundtrack.
Thank you.
music provided yet another field where rabble from the lowest reaches of society could climb the heights of fame and fortune. The composer of our following selection is a case in point. Born to a Russian family so poor that they could only afford to give him one name, the enterprising young Igor worked his way up as apprentice to mad Bavarian doctors and Carpathian counts until he could afford a surname. At least that's what I figured out on my own. Soon after, his musical talents rising to the surface, young composer Igor Stravinsky finally hit the big time when he offended the entire Western world with his musical depiction of a savage primal fertility rite. Here's the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band with Stravinsky's magnum opus, The Rite of Spring.
Thank you.
wonderful. Yes, much like the Rite of Spring, our following selection is a celebrated melody also cribbed by Walt Disney for his drug-soaked epic, Fantasia. Night on Bald Mountain by Mussorgsky is a masterpiece of creepy, menacing dread and redemption, sometimes referred to as Night on Bear Mountain. Here, for your listening pleasure, is the 4'6" powerhouse Johnny Puleo with his harmonica gang, raising Satan with their maddening mouth organs. Interlude with the renowned soprano Florence Foster Jenkins, a celebrated crackpot society matron from the 1940s, who performed in outrageously overdone costumes. Picture Aunt Bee in a white satin wedding gown with huge angel wings on her back, and you've got a start. In her case, a little operatic training became a murder weapon. This deranged diva's legendary recitals were few and far between, but her fans were a rabid lot. Her 1944 appearance at Carnegie Hall was sold out weeks in advance. And there was nowhere to go but up. Yes, you can draw a line of agony straight from Florence Foster Jenkins through Mrs. Miller and right on through to Ms. Marvel.
Danger, woman! Jeez.
Follow the trail of blood drops and listen to Exhibit A in my chain of damning evidence as Florence Foster Jenkins mangles Adele's Laughing Song from the opera Die Fledermaus, by Johann Strauss, Jr.
White hair so fine.
yes. There's a special circle in hell reserved for me for what you're about to hear, Seekers, but please bear with me. You see, I have an unnatural fascination for school band music, and I rapidly collect small press recordings of high school band concerts. Oh, once in a while, unfortunately, a school will produce a stunning crop of virtuosos. Oh, but the hits pale next to the sheer sonic magnitude of the misses. Thanks to the slapdash tutoring most students receive in the full-to-bursting classrooms of America's public school system, most of the players are hard-pressed to tell their brass from their oboe. Case in point, the Adel, Georgia Community School Band Class of 1968, performing Grundmann's English Suite in four movements. Five, if you count the one the trumpet player is having. Bavarian music, the lush arrangements of Dr. Fritz Guckenheimer and his Guckenheimer Sauerkraut Band stand alone. A unique blend of Germanic tragedy and Transylvanian gaiety, their music paid tribute to the underused tuba and was usually produced under the effects of strong Bavarian beer. From their album, Music for Non-Thinkers, the Guckenheimer Sauerkraut Band show a definite Franz Liszt to starboard with the second Hungarian Rhapsody.
Thank you.
If I think that the stuff we're hearing now isn't just more pop babbling from another era, why, now that I consider it, Ludwig von Beethoven was nothing but a major league Barry Manilow, churning out musical fodder for the concert halls of the masses. Nowhere is this theory more apparent than when the mealy-mouthed swingle singers from the 1960s take on the classics and turn them into elevator music, only much blander. Here they work their character-sapping magic on Johann Sebastian Bach's Suite in B major. Oh, this should go down real easy. It's classical music strained through a sifter with all the chunks taken out. Enjoy. Yes, seekers, believe me, when it comes to school band culture, I know the score all too personally. When I was in elementary school, yeah, back when the earth was cooling, I had a 2-year flirtation with a viola, a hellish misfit of an instrument which marked me for life. I never did get the hang of it. I remained third chair viola in a class with only 2 viola players. But I tried to measure up to the challenge. I would dutifully rosin up my bow, tuck the viola under my chin, and start sawing away at it with the best of intentions, only to produce the sound of a chihuahua being reamed by a Mack truck. And when I tried to play the viola with my teeth a la Hendrix, I got my braces tangled in my G-string. And because of their misguided values, I thought my music simply sucked. And so my genius went unrecognized, and cowardly fool that I was, I finally gave up the viola. Instead of becoming the next King Yusnevich, I let my budding muse be crushed by common criticism. But this isn't true of our next selection. Listen to the Cairo, Georgia High School Band, class of 1968, as they declare war on Mars from Gustav Holst's The Planets.
Thank you.
Why, yes. Ah, here once again is the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band, this time with their version of a timeless classic, which they have entitled the Buick LeSabre Dance, proving once and for all that maybe you can catch a cold, but you can't catch a Churian.
Señoras y señoritas, bienvenidas a nuestro álbum, Los Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band, ahora como nunca.
Soprano tonight will be Miss Darlene Edwards, accompanied by her husband Jonathan on piano. Citing the inability to hit a moving target, their twisted music changed mood and tempo quite frequently. And the romantic abandon that characterized Darlene's vocal efforts was a beautiful and fearsome thing. Here, from their tribute album, Jonathan and Darlene Edwards in Paris, their unforgettable version of The Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Nightly lights are shining brightly, feet are tripping lightly, while the music plays. Madness in the guise of gladness, overcoming sadness in a million ways. Oh, gay Paris, look what you've done to me. Still sing a song.
beautiful, Darlene. Ah. Yes. The fine arts department of every public school was a protective hive for the misfit element, along with malcontents, ne'er-do-wells, and the odd hoodie guy or bad girl. And from this mutated mix often bubbled forth the seeds of subgenius. Our nation's high schools have unknowingly been instrumental in producing some of our finest doctor bands. I'd like to pay tribute now to the musical mutants who have blazed a pixelated trail through the pablum of our mass culture with a selection played by some local Atlanta-area warped talent. The 1987 band class of Tap Middle School proves that even with their tongues lodged firmly in their cheeks, they can still blow a damned hot lick. And just in case you slept through the show, this will be your chance to catch up. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tap Middle School Band.
I haven't been checking up on you. Oh, I guess you weren't ready for this much culture at once. Oh, but still, wasn't it refreshing? Oh, yeah, man, I haven't had such a good time since I... Dang. Now that I think of it, I've never had a good time on this stinking planet. Oh, and I won't until I get off on those saucers. You know, the ones that were supposed to be coming for us in 1998. Oh, God, if they ever show up, it's gonna be one classical gas for me. Oh, and a much better classical gas than the one you're hearing now by Hugo Winterhalter and Eddie Haywood. Oh, it's not that it's laid back. It just doesn't swing. Unlike you, dear seekers, because if you write for that seductive free information from the Church of the Subgenius, I'd say chances are you'll be swinging from a star with the sex goddesses. It's so simple, seekers. All you have to do is grab one of them newfangled writing sticks and a hunk of some of that stuff they're calling paper and put some lines on it and slip it in an envelope. And write on the outside of that envelope, those three most beautiful letters in the world. Well, actually, it's two letters, but one of them's written twice. And you know the one I mean. It starts with a B, and it ends with a B. And in the middle, there's a great big O, and it spells Bob. Yes, Bob, at the Church of the Subgenius, at P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. And soon you will find out how to get your fill of slack. And with the aid of Bob, you'll be hurling some classical gas bombs of your own. Oh. Or you can avoid the risk of paper cuts on your tongue entirely by just going directly to subgenius.com. But you knew that, didn't you? Good night, seekers.